The faces of the people hardened at his words. If one could not dream, it was a sign the spirit world had abandoned a person. The old shaman straightened, gloating. Hesitant eyes flickered back and forth, watching, waiting.
Well, that makes me more fortunate than you. At least I don't have to suffer false dreams. Dreams that hurt the people. Or worse, make them up to keep people believing in a power that died long ago.
You accuse me of making up dreams? You...
Tell me about going north. Why should we go that way?
Ravenhunter stepped forward, his dark hair shining even in the pale light. His cold, arrogant features were both like and unlike his gentle brother Runs in Lights.
This land is ours. Do we walk off and leave the bones of our fathers just because of some others who...
I'm not afraid of the others. Think, people. What's happened to us? The others live in our best hunting grounds on the path of the caribou. The farther south we go, the drier it is. Look at the sphagnum moss, the wormwood, the tussock grasses. See how short they are here? If we go farther south, will they go away entirely? If caribou and mammoth can't eat, neither do we. As I've killed Grandfather White Bear, I'll kill others too.
You're a young idiot. Go sit down somewhere and don't bother anyone.
Hush, old woman. The people don't care what you have to say. Leave us!
This is what we've come to under your leadership, Crow Caller. Snapping among ourselves when we're praying for this baby's soul.
Go!
But she stayed, eyes hard as obsidian. Behind her, old Talon nodded agreement. Crow Caller surveyed the anxious faces in the gathering.
I'm going to finish telling you about the South this old woman wants you to seek. My grandfather and his people hunted there. Like us, they starved. They turned back to the north, thinking they might find mammoth, or even seal, or fox. They walked until they came to the salt water. But there too, the ice continued, stretching far out into the water. Desperate, they started back west for the big river. They knew they'd find food there. They found seal and shellfish and caribou. They lived, and my father's father told my father, and he told me, don't go south. A wall of ice is there. Death is there.
Then we must go north. Maybe we can cut west, follow along the mountains to...
Old Talon stepped forward, shaking her grizzled head in warning.
Wind Woman will catch us. Don't forget, this is the middle of the long dark. Wind Woman will freeze us as we walk. Our bones will...
What chance have we here? Remember when I looked inside Seagull? I saw then that we needed to go north. I saw the...
You saw nothing. You've seen nothing but darkness for years. And now you would lie to keep up the sham. Lie and lead us all to our doom.
From the corner of her eye, Dancing Fox saw a young hunter, Jumping Hare, start suddenly, then run, weaving through the mass of dead bodies to fall on the ground, eyes widening.
Look, blood. Here, by flies like a seagull's foot.
The other hunters gathered for a closer look. One who cries dropped to one knee to study the snow.
Wolf tracks! Wolf jumped here! There, see? He landed and ran!
On all fours, the hunter scrambled along, head bent to the crusted snow.
Hi-hee! Blood here, too! Wolf is hurt bad!
Ravenhunter looked around, searching faces.
Where is my brother, Runs in Light?
At his name, Dancing Fox's heart began to pound. Patting Sunshine's arm, she struggled to her feet and slid down the drift toward the shelter. Even that exertion took her breath and left her legs trembling. At his shelter, she lifted the flap, wide-eyed in the darkness under the mammoth hide. Some of the old people and a few of the weaker children looked absently back at her. Runs in Light's robes lay empty, his weapons gone. As fast as she could, she turned and hurried up the slope.
He's gone. He's taken his weapons.
Singing Wolf pulled off his mitten and lifted the blood-soaked snow to his nose.
One wolf, A hungry wolf. Like us, he's starving.
And Runs and Light shot him. Perhaps Light didn't make a good wound, but it'll kill. I smell gut juice in this blood. Jumping here, come. We'll go help him.
The two young hunters loped off, following the blood trail. Like Wind Woman in the willows, a ripple of relief went through the people. Dancing Fox smiled, a lightness caressing her heart. Runs in Light would save them. A hard hand clamped her shoulder. Crow Collar bent her head back to glare into her eyes. She twisted, but he held her tight.
Happy, eh? Happy that Runs in Light has killed Wolf?
Of course I'm happy. You think I want to die?
One wolf for all these hungry bellies?
The hand tightened until she winced. She couldn't help but stare into his white, blinded eye. As always, she shivered.
The other... hunters, they haven't even got a wolf.
You are my wife. But I see your eyes going to Runs in Light. I see your smiles for him. I know what's in your heart, woman. And I know what's in his.
What difference does it make? I'm your wife. I can't...
Remember that.
He shoved her away and swept to the people with his baleful eye.
I'm leaving this place at the rising of Father Sun. I'm going north, then west, around the mountains. That is the way to Mammoth. This I've seen in a dream.
Who will follow? Who follow a man of false dreams?
Crowcaller turned and stomped off toward the shelters, as though Broken Branch's words were nothing more than the howling of Wind Woman. Dancing Fox stared after him, her heart stuttering a cadence of hatred. Broken Branch looked at her, then leaned closer.
Leave him. I'll let you stay in my lodge.
Then neither one of us would get any food, Grandmother.
Runs in Light would never let you starve. His feelings for you haven't dimmed.
Dancing Fox felt a sob well in her throat. She swallowed hard to keep it from rising.
It doesn't matter anymore. Besides, Crowcaller controls my soul, and yours too.
You mean those clippings of hair and smears of menstrual blood? Bah! Those only work in the hands of men with power. Don't worry about him. He's as harmless as a gutted wolf.
So long as he has the backing of the people, Grandmother, he's not harmless. He can do whatever he wants to me, and no one will dare...
Do not let him beat you to nothingness. That's worse than being an outcast.
Turning away, she patted Laughing Sunshine's bowed head before tottering back to the warmth of the shelters. Dancing Fox shivered. She could never leave Crowcaller. He'd kill her, and the people would help him. Dancing Fox turned to find Raven Hunter staring at her. He strode over, close, and loomed over her.
Take care. Your husband's power may be gone, but no one believes it except Broken Branch. They'll tear you to pieces for shaming him.
I don't need your advice.
He grinned, looking her up and down slowly.
Not yet, but you will.
Never!
Smiling, he reached out and grabbed a tendril of her hair that fluttered in the wind. Caressing it, he stared into her eyes.
We'll see.
She jerked away, glowering. He smiled.
When you're trapped, remember, I'll be there.
Get away from me!
He smiled knowingly as he turned and trotted down the slope. Dancing Fox squeezed her eyes closed. Dancing Fox huddled at the edge of the knot of people who stood at the corner of the big shelter. She stared out across the snow-blasted wastes, heart numb, watching Runs in Light lead Jumping Hare and One Who Cries back to the people. Wind Woman flapped Light's worn caribou skin parka, the creases of his garments lined white where snow had caked and frozen. Fox lifted a mittened hand to her mouth in shock as she beheld his painted face. Red lines of blood ran down around his cheeks, circling his mouth like a muzzle. In speckle-dried blood, The image of what might have been either a bear or wolf faced left on his forehead. Her heart raced, seeing the oddness gleaming behind his eyes, like a whale oil fire in the night.
He's seen something powerful. Maybe spirits do exist.
Broken Branch grinned, wild gray strands of hair whipping in Wind Woman's grasp. She raised a bony arm, knobby brown finger stabbing through the glacial air.
There! There's a dreamer! See the light in his face! Spirit has walked there. Spirit has drawn marks of a powerful dreamin'!
Dancing Fox stared fearfully at Crow Caller. He loomed black against the driven white. Tight jaw muscles jumped beneath his sunken cheeks. Raven Hunter just looked bored.
My brother? A spirit dreamer. More likely he conjures images of snowflakes and sunlight.
Fox squared her shoulders, feeling Raven Hunter's gleaming black eyes trace the lines of her face. She looked away, but could feel him approaching to stand beside her. Teeth gritted, she kept her eyes on Runzen Light.
My brother's mind is simple, woman. His thoughts are in a different world than yours or mine.
How would you know?
Your devious ideas lie on your face like tracks in fresh snow. And it's not just me who sees them.
I don't know what you're...
I think you do.
Smiling, he walked away, lithe, a predator even in starvation. Curse him to be buried. Did he have to be so sure of himself? Something, the way his eyes looked, made her wonder. Haughty or not, Raven Hunter rarely made mistakes. That was his genius, knowing how souls, human and animal, worked.
Jumping hare! Look, they have meat!
Two children broke from the knot, stumbling out to greet Jumping Hare and One Who Cries as they tramped nearer, bearing angular chunks of frozen wolf meat. The only burden runs in light bore, dangled gray from his shoulders. Wolf's hide, head still attached, eyes crystal frozen and dull. Jumping Hare smiled widely at the people, his face flushed with cold and excitement.
Runs in light brings meat, and he brings a dream.
The people waited, tense, staring at the red-white slabs of meat on the hunter's shoulders, minds on the promise of life it bestowed. A dream? A spirit dream? Runs in light stopped at the edge of their circle. He looked from face to face. Everything stilled except for Wind Woman, who playfully harassed their clothing, tickling their faces with loose strands of hair. Broken Branch stepped closer, unafraid of his stony expression.
Tell us!
Wolf dream. But I won't say it here in the cold. Let's go inside before Wind Woman takes all our warmth and blows it to the long dark.
Cut up the meat. Don't play games, boy. People are hungry.
No, Crowcaller. Wolf gave the meat to me to take us south. He came in a dream and showed me the way. His body will keep the people strong on the journey. Heart blood runs in my veins. It is the way.
Ah, you? You're just a boy. You wouldn't know a spirit dream if it...
You dare!
Broken Branch whirled, a crooked finger lancing dangerously up toward Crowcaller's face.
Look at him! Look and see power! The dreams in his eyes!
Fox bit her lip as Runzen Light's eyes swirled and shifted, reminding her of the way wolves' eyes gleamed beyond the butchering fires at night. Crowcaller's hand swung, pointing to where Father Sun brightened the far horizon.
We go north. I too have dreamed, boy. Mammoth calls us back the way we came. Like I told you all last long light, remember? Let's go back.
Then go. Spirit power comes where it will. It's not a thing of men. Wolf gave me his power. The wolf dream will take me and those of the people who will follow to the south. There in the big ice.
Lies death!
As Runzen Light's eyes fell on him, the old shaman wet his lips and stepped backward, as though he feared the boy. Frosty breath plumed white in the feeble glare. Snowshot wind stinging their faces, the people backed away. Crowcaller's white eye glowed balefully, while his black one sparked like flint against granite.
Death! You hear, boy? Monsters climb in the ice! The souls of the lost dead sing from there.
He turned, pointing to each of the people in turn.
When you get close to the big ice, you'll hear them, creaking and groaning, their bones cracking under the weight. They'll kill you! We have to go north!
You go north. Maybe you and you alone are supposed to be killed by the others.
Hobbling to Runzin Light, Broken Branch hooked taloned fingers in his worn skins.
See me, boy. Look at me. See? See? The dream?
She drew his face so close to hers that their condensed breath mingled in a white cloud to curl around their heads. For a long second, she stood stiffly, fingers tight around the back of his neck. Then she pulled him closer still, eyes almost touching. She let him go and stumbled back, arms circling for balance. She sat down suddenly, rocking herself as the people watched in frightened fascination. Ravenhunter frowned, arms crossed.
Fools, both of them.
Laughing Sunshine grabbed one of the crone's withered hands.
Grandmother, what's in Light's eyes?
Dream? Wolf is in his eyes. Wolf!
One Who Cries shifted, turning uneasily to Crowcaller.
Is this true? You've led us many places, healed us when we were sick. Runzin Light says your vision is wrong. How do we know who's right?
He's a boy. He plays games with the survival of the people. Dreams take fasting and preparation. You don't...
He hasn't eaten for 4 days.
Laughing Sunshine trembled as everyone stared at her.
He gave his food to me. For the baby. He tried to help me save her.
Gray Rock, age-thin lips twisting in a wrinkled face, turned beady black eyes to Runzin Light.
Aye, 4 days, eh? Spirit number, like the way a father's son over the heart of earth, opposites crossed.
He's a boy!
Runzin Light trembled as if the shaman had struck him.
Wolf came to me. He'll save those who go south. He showed me the break in the big ice where we can pass. Beyond is Mammoth. Buffalo are there. Caribou grows new antlers in green grass.
Dancing Fox's mouth parted as she met Light's eyes.
I see the dream. It's there reflected in his...
Get inside the shelter, wife! Go warm my robes. We go north tomorrow, and I want a good night's rest first.
No!
Stunned by his anger, she looked up at him, uncomprehending, feet rooted to the spot. Rage burned fiercely in the old man's thin face. He drew back his hand to strike her.
Don't touch me!
Go!
As she scuttled toward the shelters, she glimpsed the sharpness in Runzin Light's face as he stepped forward. Broken Branch placed a restraining hand on the youth's shoulder. Dancing Fox paused, torn, as Crowcaller's eyes blazed at being defied.
Don't listen to this child! Mammoth lie just over there, to the north! I've seen our hunters surround them, driving darts deeply into bawling calves. The mothers whirl, trunks lifted to seek Wind Woman for our presence. But we're cunning. The calves flounder in the deep snow, their blood soaking our darts. The herd stampedes, running north, and we harvest...
Liar! You see nothing. You make this up as you speak. There's no dream in your eyes.
Crowcaller struck Broken Branch across the face so hard, the old woman nearly fell. Dancing Fox's stomach twisted in pain. She feared for the old woman, and for herself, for defying Crowcaller. As she had shamed him today, he would shame her tonight. Crowcaller drew his hand back to strike Broken Branch again. The old woman backed away, crabbing over ice. Cloud Mother crept through the grayness overhead, streaking the sky with ribbons of pink and orange. Runzin Light, feeling Wolf flowing rich and strong in his veins, stepped between Crowcaller and the retreating Broken Branch.
Leave her alone.
What? Words of valor from my brother?
Crowcaller ignored Ravenhunter and glared at Runzin Light.
You would break the people's peace? You? You would threaten me?
There's no peace when an old woman suffers. You've already broken the...
Don't tell me! I have the right to punish where wrong.
No one has that right. Not even—
I'll kill you, boy! My spirit power is great!
Livid, the old shaman grinned, revealing yellowed and broken teeth. Crouching low, his skinny arms snaked out of his sleeve, tracing magical signs in the air.
Wolf protects. I don't fear you.
But he did. Once too often, he'd seen the powerful effects of the old man's magic. Silently, he prayed to Wolf for courage. The people, hushed and frightened, stepped back, clearing a space so the two shamans could face each other alone. Power sizzled on the frigid air.
In 4 weeks, your stomach will ache from turning itself inside out.
The old man raised his arms as he cavorted in an unknown dance. Runzen Light squeezed his eyes shut and touched the Blood Wolf effigy on his forehead, even as Crow Caller's spirit power chafed at the edges of his soul.
Wolf protects me! Wolf protects me! Wolf protects me! He won't let me die until I reach the land beyond the big ice. Wolf leads me south to the land of the Father Sun. I follow the wolf dream.
Crowcaller's powers seemed to ebb at the edges of his being. Runzen Light opened his eyes and smiled his relief as the old shaman felt the change and stilled, his face a mask of shock and rage. The people stepped closer behind Runzen Light at the demonstration of his power. Broken Branch grabbed up her toes, rocking back and forth like Grandfather Brown Bear. A grin exposed her toothless black gums and pink tongue.
Wolf dream! I go south with Runzen Light! I go south with Wolf!
Father Sun slid below the jagged horizon to the southwest, darkness accenting the hollowness of the people's cheeks and eyes. Dusk descended like opalescent veils of smoke. The wavering brilliant fires made by the Monster Children's War rose in rainbow patterns to light the northern sky. The twins had fought from the beginning of time, one good, the other bad, locked in eternal combat.
You go south to death! Hear me, Father Sun! I, Crowcaller, have your dream! Feel my power! I curse these traitors! Their souls will never reach the blessed Star People! Death!
Runzen Light swept the people with his dream-lit eyes.
I follow Wolf! Anyone who eats the meat of Wolf follows my dream.
Crimson light flickered over the hide walls of the shelter, accenting the fear and longing in people's eyes. They huddled silently around the low flames of a rare fire, letting the dark smoke warm them. One Who Cries lifted the halting of his new stone dart point to his teeth, finding the nub of sinew with his tongue. He clamped it tightly between worn incisors and pulled hard, feeling the knot go tight. With a critical eye, he examined the binding, nodding in satisfaction at the set of the stone point in the split end of the dart shaft. Singing Wolf poked at the smoldering chunk of mammoth dung in the fire pit. Along with dried moss, it made a meager source of heat. It had been a day of good luck. One of the children had found the fuel where the wind had stripped the snow away. The sadness of his baby's death still rested heavily in his eyes. The dung glowed red, smoke hanging thick and musty in the air. One Who Cries sighted down the long shaft of his dart to the chunk of wolf meat in the middle of the floor.
Singing Wolf, do I have to sit here all night and stare at that pile of meat?
What's stronger, your stomach or your fear of what Crowcaller will do to you if you eat Wolf?
Singing Wolf turned his own hungry eyes on the thawing wolf quarters. The side of meat nearest the fire glowed eerily red. Singing Wolf swallowed hard, as if the watering in his mouth irritated him. One Who Cries twirled the dart anxiously in his fingers.
Shamans, playing for power while the people starve. I'm eating the meat.
And going south with Runs and Light?
One Who Cries stopped short, hovering over the meat. Perplexed lines gouged his brow. He set his stubby teeth in his lower lip. His round face looked almost pudgy in the light cast by the fire. High, broad cheeks emphasized his mashed flat nose. Hunger ate at the perpetual merriment in his eyes. Uncertain now, One Who Cries shrugged.
Raven Hunter says his brother's a fool. A fool can talk himself into believing things. You know Runs in Light. He's always seeing things. Maybe...
Raven Hunter. Now there's a man with sense. How can two brothers be so different?
So what do we do? Oh, look at that meat. Why do spirits have to get mixed up with my stomach? Get mixed up with us at all, with death all around?
Because shamans are all crazy.
I'm going to eat it. You trust spirit meat?
Don't be an idiot. Of course not. Spirits are unpredictable. Crowcaller didn't want to sing for my child. Didn't want to.
Behind him, Laughing Sunshine's eyes grew bright with tears. He clasped her hand firmly. One Who Cries gave him a pained look.
You saw Light's eyes, huh? Did you see the dream in them?
I don't know. There was something there, but...
But what?
Raven Hunter said...
I know what he said.
One Who Cries frowned in disgust and rocked back on his heels, jaw vibrating with grinding teeth. Singing Wolf shook his head, angrily jerking a burin from his pack. A graving tool with a sharp pointed end, he'd carefully crafted it for grooving wood, bone, or antler. From the ice-packed floor, he pulled a fragment of split mammoth rib, long since boiled for any marrow butter it might have held. The lines above his eyes deepening, he began scratching figures into the cortical bone with the burin tip.
Crowcaller cursed anyone who eats wolf.
So? Both Crowcaller and Runs in Light are right about one thing. We've got to leave here. But we're not going to make it very far on empty bellies.
Greenwater, One Who Cries' wife, crawled over, a wolfhide blanket pulled tight around her shoulder. Not even hunger dulled the love in her eyes as she studied her husband.
Sitting here won't fill bellies either. No one has seen game, seen even sign. Will we have strength to even walk if we stay longer?
One Who Cries glanced at his rehafted dart before he slipped it into his caribou fawnskin quiver.
I'm eating the meat.
My child is dead.
Singing Wolf's eyes went to where Laughing Sunshine sat watching him, quiet, pain in the set of her mouth. He looked back to the glistening meat.
All my children are gone.
The women stared, Laughing Sunshine's expression hollow-eyed as her husband studied her.
Is Laughing Sunshine next? Huh? Me? Am I next? Who starves next?
One Who Cries shrugged helplessly, digging soot from the corner of one eye with a stubby finger.
Crowcaller says you. If you eat that meat...
My child would have been a beauty. A bringer of life to the people. Crowcaller wouldn't even sing for her. A worthless life, he said. Another death. And there lies meat. How many days have we gone out? How many times have we seen nothing but blowing snow?
Too many.
Greenwater glanced at Singing Wolf and Laughing Sunshine.
Throwing Bones went out and found Grandfather White Bear.
And that's another thing. Who ever heard of Grandfather White Bear this far south? Some spirit wants us out of here.
One Who Cries ran his thumb along the edge of the broken point he'd removed from the dart shaft.
I'll have to resharpen this. Good toolstone is getting scarce this far south. Maybe we'd find some obsidian on the other side of the big ice, huh? Or some fine quartzite. Maybe those lost dead of Crowcaller's will point the way. You think?
How much bad could come of eating spirit meat?
If I have to choose between spirit dreams, I choose Runs in Light.
He's barely a man.
Crowcaller's been right in the past.
Two rights, each going a different direction? There isn't enough of me to keep two dreamers happy. I can't split down the middle.
But did you see the look in Runs and Light's eyes?
Singing Wolf, I think I'll starve before letting my stomach turn inside out. You remember that time Crowcaller cursed Seal Paw? All his teeth fell out.
One Who Cries dug through his pouch, finding his fine point antler tine and a thick square of rawhide with a hole cut for the thumb. In the red haze of the fire, he studied the damaged point. From long practice, he settled the stone in the leather where it would protect his hand. Squinting down his flat nose, he placed the antler tip against the edge of the tool and pressed, snapping a long pressure flake off the stone. Singing Wolf frowned.
Hey, do that outside. I get those sharp little flakes stuck in my hands every time I sit down. They go all over, getting the food and stuff.
So, we leave here tomorrow. You think Wolf will mind when he snuffles around looking for something we missed? Unlike you, he can tell sharp stone from ice.
Green Water scowled at the men from the corner of her eye as Singing Wolf carved on the mammoth bone in his hand, turning it occasionally to study the image in the red glow.
Broken Branch says Crowcaller's power is gone. Crowcaller says Light is just a boy playing at being a shaman.
Go north and we're right in the lodge doors of those others. You know they killed most of Geyser's band, took a lot of women and destroyed the camp. Those who lived and got away barely stayed ahead of them last long light. Those others, they're bad men. Got six spirits.
Ravenhunter wants to kill them. He thinks there's a way to drive them back, get them to leave us alone. I wonder if maybe he isn't right. I wonder if we couldn't...
Ravenhunter wants status. He and Runzin Light have fought all their lives, with Ravenhunter usually being the winner. Let him go die fighting the others if he wants. There are better places for darts than my belly. I'm gonna eat the meat. Wolf wouldn't let Crowcaller torment us. That's not his way.
Greenwater's eyes shifted back and forth between the men. Her gentle expression urged them to think. Greenwater had that manner about her, strong yet sensitive, thoughtful and composed.
Crowcaller is afraid of this oath.
Singing Wolf licked his lips and nodded.
Yes. What scares a man with spirit power like his?
One Who Cries looked steadily at Singing Wolf, waggling the resharpened dart point as he talked.
Ghosts, if he has any power.
Runzin Light is unafraid.
Uh-huh. Fools are like that.
Yeah. Now me, I wouldn't look cross-eyed at Crowcaller. Next time I needed to hide from Grandfather Whitebear, Wind Woman would blow my stink right up his nose because Crowcaller killed my medicine.
Why, don't worry. With your stink, Grandfather Whitebear would probably run the other way anyhow.
Be serious. I don't care what Broken Branch says. That old man has power. And Runzin Light didn't even blink when Crowcaller called down his spirit magic. Didn't even blink.
Singing Wolf looked over to where Laughing Sunshine hunched, her eyes on the meat, sorrow creasing her expression. He lowered his eyes, pursing his lips. The little bundle on the snowdrift weighed on his mind, too, heavy like an old bull's ivory tusk.
Wife, what should we do?
When there is no game, no chance of finding food, what does anyone do? The question is to go south, or back the way we came. We don't know what can be found in the hills to the south. Maybe overwintered berries exposed by Wind Woman, if nothing else.
And how long will those last? What if Runzin Light is wrong? What if his dream was nothing more than a kid's imagination?
Laughing Sunshine looked away from her husband. One Who Cries squinted at the floor.
Well, then we can always come back. The renewal meets in the same place every year. If Light is wrong and there's no hole in the ice, we can join up with Buffalo Back's clan at renewal. He'll take us.
Singing Wolf stopped his carving, looking down at the splinter of flint he held.
My child starved to death.
He flipped the flat piece of bone in the air. One Who Cries caught it deftly and turned it to the light. Singing Wolf looked quickly to Laughing Sunshine as he bent over the rear quarters of the wolf that lay near the smoldering red eye of flame. In the dull glow of the fire, One Who Cries stared at the bone, while Green Water crawled to the meat. The best artist in the band, Singing Wolf had carved a four-legged beast with a long snout and pointed ears. The etching might have lacked distinction. It might have been a fox or dog. But it wasn't. One Who Cries grimaced.
Wolf meat. That's like eating someone's old sweaty moccasins. But moccasins taste better.
Reluctantly, he crawled over next to Singing Wolf, using his new knife to cut long slices of rich, dark meat from the haunch. With a weak smile, he handed slices to Laughing Sunshine and Green Water. The two old women, Broken Branch and Gray Rock, sat close, the deep folds in their wrinkled faces glistening with smeared fat in the light of the fire. Long shadows stretched across the warm shelter to climb the opposite wall. With skilled hands, Broken Branch cracked the thigh bone down the middle, exposing pink marrow. Using a long, curled thumbnail, she neatly scooped the channel clear. Twisting the marrow in half, she handed a portion to Gray Rock as she grinned wickedly.
So much for spirit meat, eh?
Curses scare me less than starvation.
I always knew you were a smart old witch.
No, you didn't. You've told me 100 times.
Well, forget what I told you before. I changed my mind.
Gray Rock smiled, chewing more of the fat.
Such a pity. You finally come to your senses and I won't have a chance to enjoy it.
Come with us. There's power in the South. I feel it deep in my heart.
Broken Branch used a bone sliver to pick at the spongy joint area, heedless of the sharp flakes and the whitish-pink paste she spooned into her mouth.
One advantage of not having teeth. There's nothing for the bone to stick in.
Uh-huh. It'll just scour your old butt good and raw when it comes out the other end.
At least it'll come out. Your problem is you plug up. Affects your disposition. Makes you cranky like you ain't had a man in a year or so.
Gray Rock waved her away with a desultory hand.
No, who needs a man? All they do is moan and groan, and you spend 9 months packing their git. And that's the easy part.
Come south with us. I need you. I'll be stuck with these kids. No one sane to talk to. Come. It'll be.
The farther south you go, the rougher the country gets. More piles of rock to climb over. And I'm not as nimble as I used to be.
Gray Rock bowed her head in thought, throwing tender glances at her friend.
Besides, I owe Crow Caller. He saved my life that time I got fevered.
That was then. His power's all gone now, been gone for years.
I don't know. Remember when my last tooth rotted? Whole side of my face swelled up from the poison.
Your face looked like a blowed-up walrus splatter, all pooched out and skin tight.
Yes, and you remember what Crow Caller did.
Don't glower at me like that, you old hag. Of course I do. How could I forget you howling like a wolf with his nose caught in a clamshell? It took how many hunters to hold you down while old One-Eye worked his healing? 5? 10?
That's not the point. The point is, he saved my life.
Bah! He drilled a hole through your cheek with a big bone awl. I could have done that, and just as good.
Still, he saved my life. I'm going north.
Broken Branch carefully scooped the last of the marrow from the bone. She licked the shine of the fatty material from her fingers and the fractured bone before pocketing the fragments to boil later for whatever grease she could render. She looked at Gray Rock.
Well, go. See what his power brings you. You'll turn south soon enough if one of them others don't stick your guts with the dart.
Gray Rock worked her tongue over empty gums as she studied her friend.
Darts may be better than the ghosts of the big ice.
What would they want with an old hag like you anyway? You'd be nothing but trouble for them. Get in their way. Foul up their ghosting or something.
I told Jumping Hare to go with runs in light.
You what? That's not right. Your son should stay with you. Singing Wolf and that yes-no one who cries are going with light. Crow Caller's band won't have enough hunters. If you're thinking that going south is really right, why don't...
Raven Hunter will be enough.
Bah! He'll get you into trouble with those others. Young idiot. All he wants is war.
Something bad is in his blood. I remember when he was born. Blood. Bad blood.
Grey Rock looked through the crack in the hide door to see how much time remained. Dawn light grayed the sky.
They'll be getting ready to go soon. Do you really think Heron went that way?
I know she did. I saw her leave.
Most people think she's a myth, that she never really...
Only the old ones still remember.
The stories tell how wicked she was, how she consorted with the powers of the Long Dark. Why'd she go? Did the clan drive her off?
No. She left on her own. Needed to be alone, she said.
Guilt tinged the old woman's eyes. Guilt and remorse. Grey Rock eyed her downcast face seriously.
What'd you do? Kill Heron's mother? That look on your face.
Quit asking things that are none of your...
All right. I was just making talk.
Broken Branch rose slowly to her feet, offering a hand to her crippled friend, who struggled vainly to rise.
You're walking to find another clan of the people? You can't even stand up.
Oh, shut up, you old bear bait.
Grey Rock glared, but she took the hand, bones sore and straining as she fought to stand.
Once I'm up, I do fine. Get me started and I don't stop. It's what all them oversized kids did to my hips that keeps me down.
Well, don't sit down then. I won't be there to pick you up.
Grey Rock nodded, hobbling to the flap and ducking under it. In the faint light, she looked back toward Crow Collar, where he gathered the people going with him.
See you among the stars.
She wrinkled her antique face in one last wink before she tottered off toward the old shaman. Broken Branch watched her go, a familiar pain of loss smoldering around her heart.
Wolf Dreamer.
Runzen Light turned, seeing Jumping Hare walking up behind him. They called him Wolf Dreamer now, at least the ones who accepted the dream did. The others, well, Raven Hunter called him a child. Nothing new in that. They'd been at each other's throats since they were boys, for reasons he'd never understood. Still, it hurt. Runzen Light shook his head to clear it of such thoughts. Jumping Hare smiled tentatively at him.
I think everything's nearly packed. People are ready. We don't have much time. The light is so short.
I know.
Runzen Light couldn't stop looking over to where Crowcaller assembled his group. So many friends stood there, including Dancing Fox. Pain constricted in a tight band around his heart. Following his gaze, Jumping Hare frowned.
You can't do anything. She's his. Her father gave her away to pay for healings. She owes him. It's just the way.
I know. Only I feel this is my last chance. That if I don't go and take her from him.
It always seems that way. Me? I lived through it when my first love married another. Now I've made a name. I'll find a wife at the next renewal. You'll see. Wait until renewal.
Jumping Hare clapped him on the shoulder and turned away, walking back to duck into a shelter. Runzen Light felt a growing urge to be alone. He trudged over the drift, out of sight of the camp. Fear tormented his gut, setting it to writhing like the tangle of botfly maggots he'd once cut from a dead caribou's throat. All his life, unfamiliar faces and voices had haunted his sleep, calling to him from some echoing cavern in his mind. One voice in particular rang out above the others, a woman's. He felt oddly as if he were going in search of her now. It frightened him.
Is this fantasy or reality? Am I taking my people on a dreamwalk or leading them to their deaths?
Pulling the sinew strings of his hood tight, he gazed wearily out over the vast wilderness. Snow crawled like fog close to the ground, stirred by the glacial breeze. Ravens soared in the white glaring sky, sunlight flashing silver from their midnight wings.
Don't leave me alone out there. Help me.
Runs in Light?
Runs in Light's stomach muscles went rigid. He knew her voice. Would recognize it 1,000 long darks from now in his dreams among the star people. He squeezed his eyes tightly closed.
Fox, you came to say goodbye?
She stepped around to stand before him. He felt her presence, strong and warm, and opened his eyes. Despite the cadaverous thinness of her face, she looked beautiful, her waist-length black hair dancing around the edges of her hood. He met her gaze. Her gentle expression remained unchanged, but something in her eyes seemed to grow still, as if balanced on a knife's edge, awaiting death's final heartbeat.
You could come.
Grief and fear mixed in her eyes before she lowered them to stare uncomfortably at the creeping snow.
He'd kill me. He has parts of my body. Things that give him my soul. Being with you, I could destroy you all. He could send a bad spirit out of the long dark.
I'll take that chance. Come with me now, Dancing Fox. I can protect you. Wolf won't.
I ate some of Wolf.
You?
Even if I can't come, I wanted to be part of your dream. And I want you to know.
Don't say it. It won't do either one of us any good.
She stumbled forward, tears in her eyes, and before he knew it, wrapped her arms around his waist, pillowing her face against his chest.
Will you mark a trail for me? Maybe if I can.
I'll mark a trail.
Crowcaller would never let her get away. He crushed her frail body against him. Through the heavy layers of hide, he felt her trembling. Gently, she pushed back, staring feverishly past him to the top of the drift.
I must go. He'll be looking for me.
Reluctantly, he released her. She stepped backward, eyes going over him as if for the last time. She worked her fingers nervously in the tattered, greasy mittens.
If you can get away, come.
I will.
She nodded hurriedly, throwing him a final look as she raced over the drift. He stared at her footprints for a long moment.
Stop being a fool. You know she can't, and I'm not sure I really want her to. What if my dream isn't...
He looked out over the waves of frozen snow. Streaks of dark brown reared where Wind Woman had scoured the ridgetops clear. Those rocky ridges would be his trail to the south.
Why, I thought for a moment she'd break. Take a chance that Crowcaller's vengeance was weaker than her love for you.
Runs in Light whirled, seeing Raven Hunter rising to his feet from where he'd been spying.
What do you want?
I'm saying farewell, idiot brother. That's my family right, isn't it? To make a final act of charity and goodwill toward a brother?
Why?
I don't know myself, honestly. You were always the strange one. I never understood why Seal Paw and Seagull fawned over you when I did so much better. Learned tracking, could repeat the stories. But they always admired you.
Runs in Light swallowed, an unease taking him. He staggered as if dizzy. Involuntary words choked his throat as the world hazed shimmery before his eyes.
You and me, brother. We're the future. Don't do what you're planning, or in the end, one of us will have to destroy the other.
Are you threatening me?
The fight will tear the world in two.
You'd best hope it never comes to that, brother.
Raven Hunter smirked, leaning forward so his hard, hot eyes bored into Runs and Lights.
I'm stronger, meaner, and I don't suffer your flaws of mercy and compassion. Threaten me. You're crazier than I thought you were.
I am not crazy. It's in my head, the visions.
I won't forget your little warning, brother. Someday, you'll wish you hadn't threatened. Indeed you will. I'll take something of yours for that, and maybe even toss you a bone when I leave you behind,
Raven Hunter turned and climbed the drift, tramping over Dancing Fox's footprints, leaving them nothing more than gouged holes in the snow. Drowning his fear in the wolf dream, Runzen Light closed his eyes and saw Wolf looking at him.
This is the way, man of the people. I will show you.
A prickle ran up his spine as Runzen Light opened his eyes and squinted up at the circling ravens, then out across the undulating whiteness.
I hear you, Wolf.
Turning, he climbed over the top of the drift to where his own group gathered. Broken Branch waved to him, grinning. From across camp, Crowcaller scowled at him one last time before herding his smaller group away. Runzen Light's eyes drifted over his own group.
So many?
Hi-hee! Wolf dream!
Broken Branch grinned as she started waddling to the south with her pack hanging down her back from a tump line that dented her ancient forehead. Her rickety legs pumped ferociously as she took the lead. A bittersweet smile touched his lips.
They believe I can save them. Can I?
His eyes sought Dancing Fox, where she gathered things together for her journey northward. Emptiness filled him.
Ah!
A hard fist landed against his shoulder, making him stumble backward. He blinked at Green Water, who had struck him.
Quit that.
What?
Looking like she's lost. Unless Grandfather Whitebear gets her, you'll see her again.
Are you having dreams too?
Yes, you young fool. You've got competition. Remember that.
She winked at him, then grabbed his sleeve and flung him forward into a shambling trot. Cold blue shadows crept back, clinging against the drifts as Crowcaller's band plodded away from the camp. Some people now and again glancing back to watch Runzen Light lead his people southward. Dancing Fox laced her parka tighter and secured the pack on her back, the tump line from which the pack hung biting into her forehead. She secretly followed Light with her eyes. When he reached the top of the ridge, he turned, looking back, sunlight gleaming from the wolf hide over his shoulders. He bent and placed a rock atop another. The trail. Dancing Fox straightened, stomach tingling in fear as she caught Crowcaller glaring at her.
Take your eyes off him. If you want your eyes to stay in your head.
I didn't do anything.
And you'd better not.
He grinned without humor and reached in his pocket to retrieve a small tan sack. She recognized it, his collection of hair and personal articles through which he controlled her soul. He swung it ominously before her wide eyes, glancing to Runzen Light, then back, withered face hardening.
Keep your thoughts on me, woman.
I'll think whatever thoughts I want, husband. You may control my soul, but not my mind.
Ah! He gripped her arm tightly, shaking her so hard she thought her neck would snap.
You like punishment, eh?
No!
Well, you're heading for more.
He shoved her backward and strode haughtily away. Dancing Fox secured her tump line again and followed slowly as he weaved through the tangle of people to the front of the procession. She kept her eyes down to avoid seeing the curious looks, the stolid expressions masking thoughts. They climbed up to the wind-blasted ridge in single file, a weary people with nowhere to go. Ragged, hungry, their tattered caribou hide clothing worn thin, they marched into the wind. Some looked over their shoulders, peering uneasily at Runzen Light's band, where they threaded into the distance. Dancing Fox shot one last look at Mammoth Camp, the place where her world had changed. Her love had gone cold when she'd been given to Crowcaller. Her father had thrown her to him for services rendered like an old blanket. When he'd died, she hadn't mourned. So much of her life had been twisted like a hair from its hole. So many hopes and desires smashed and broken there under the white-patched brown hides of Mammoth. Now she walked away, married, possessed by Crowcaller, who crawled onto her each night, spreading her legs, thrusting and going limp. Thank the blessed star people he was brief about it. Shame burned up her cheeks. Behind, Mammoth Camp would slowly sink into the ground. The shelters would rot away, the bits of bone desiccating and splintering in the long light. The body wastes of the people would become fodder for beetles and bugs. The dead, their souls glistening above, would not only house insects, but feed the crows and gulls. Maybe a passing wolf would chew on them. The bones would be scattered, mice crawling through the hollow skulls. Some of the debris left behind would wash away. The rest would be slowly buried until nothing but tussock grasses, sedge, and wormwood remained.
Only my pain will last forever.
Fox winced at the burning that lanced through her with each step. She swung her legs wide to avoid chafing the places her husband had torn the night before. The bites on her breasts hurt where the caribou fawn hair of her skins rubbed. She cast a hard glance at Crowcaller's straight back, where he marched at the lead. Hatred blocked her pain for a moment.
You want me to think of you, old man? Yes, I will.
She concentrated on filling her mind with so much hate she could barely think at all. Her aches receded into nothingness. For hours they walked until they reached a rocky ridge they had to climb on hands and knees. Struggling to the top, Dancing Fox stood for a moment, surveying the land. Father Sun hung low on the distant horizon, wavering through clouds to dapple the white, windswept wilderness in irregular patterns. Crowcaller glanced back over the tired people to glare at his wife.
Get moving!
Dancing Fox and the rest of the people struggled down the slippery rocks onto a flat plain. Huge boulder outcrops dotted the expanse, drifts piled 20 feet high at their bases. Sunlight reflected so brilliantly from the snow it almost blinded. Dancing Fox pulled her leather snow blinders from her pack and strung the slitted goggles over her head. Raven Hunter roamed wide. His black shape was like a fly on fat as he climbed each drift in search of Mammoth or Grandfather White Bear. Broken Branch had warned them not to club their bear dogs to death, but hunger had overcome sense. Now, without the dogs to warn them, they were in constant danger of predators. In this hunger-bleak long dark, not even their numbers would long deter a hungry bear. A hollow chasm grew in Dancing Fox's chest, yawning wider with each step. Her ties with Runzin Light strained to the breaking point as she tramped farther and farther from him. At least when they'd been in camp together, she could talk to him occasionally, touch him guardedly. But now she'd have nothing, no solace from her husband's brutality. The people walked on. Cloud Mother gradually pulled a roiling charcoal gray blanket over them. Snow blew in streams from the drifts, stinging Fox's face like icy bone splinters. Her hatred burned as her thoughts drifted from Runzin Light back to Crowcaller. Ahead, the old shaman bent into the wind.
I can't stay with you, old man. I can't stand the thought of your filthy mouth on me. Can't stand the thought of your wasted flesh rubbing mine. I'd rather die.
She looked around, her heart feeling like a rock in her chest. She bit her lip, thinking. The wind and snow raged down on them in hazy, crystalline sheets, obscuring the plain, but still the people strode on. When they were well out into the flats, Dancing Fox slowed her pace, falling back to the end of the procession. She fell out of line, squatting down as if to relieve herself. Her heart pounded sickeningly. People averted their eyes from her, as was proper. She crouched there in the swirling snow, knees trembling. The band dimmed to a slithering ashen slash, finally disappearing into the squall. Only their rapidly filling tracks graved the snow. Mustering her courage, Dancing Fox turned and ran headlong for the lee of a drift. She pressed her back against it as she angled away from the people. She doubled back along an ice-packed ridge, throwing terrified glances over her shoulder in case someone thought to look for her.
Wind woman, please cover my trail. I must get away.
Stumbling forward, she ran with all her heart and scrambled over another ridge and headed along the spiny backbone, hiding behind each upthrust rock to stop and listen.
Wolf, you promised your power would be strong. Protect me.
She told herself she could find Light's trail, even in the brunt of the storm. Memories of his warm eyes and gentle touch soothed her. Her hair darting wildly before her eyes, she threaded her way back along the trail, losing all sense of time in a seemingly endless struggle to find her way back. Eventually, she skirted an eerily sculpted bank of ice. It stretched like a series of mammoths, lumbering along in single file. Through the haze, she thought she glimpsed their old shelters, the black hides frosted with snow.
Could I be this close so soon?
Her brow furrowed in thought. It didn't make sense that she'd come so far, but time seemed to stop in the midst of a storm. Her eyes darted along the ice wall, roving blue hollows and swirling mounds. Snow fell harder, draining color from the Arctic landscape until nothing but white existed. Sliding slowly along the wall, her fumbling, outstretched hand sank suddenly back into the bank. Bending cautiously down, she peered into the small ice cave. Kneeling, she crawled inside, out of the wind. Her sanctuary stretched barely 5 by 8 feet, the ceiling only a foot over her head. Duck walking to the rear of the cave, she removed her pack, shoving it into a darkened corner, and sagged wearily against the wall.
Wolf. They'll be looking for me as soon as this storm dies down.
As she huddled, trembling from exhaustion, she closed her eyes, trying to feel her soul, to feel if Crowcaller had taken any part of it. But the lightness of hunger obscured any other feelings. Whirling silver wreaths swept by beyond the mouth of the cave. Dancing Fox rested, mittened hands shoved deep in her pockets, watching. Despite her fear, sleep came quickly, drifting warmly down her exhausted limbs, wrapping softly around her reeling brain.